I think we left off by the Mishnah Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah has two cases. What's the din? A woman is married and they have children, and the husband dies, so they have children, so there's no need for chalitza or yibum. Then even if the children die later on, since at the time of Mises Habal there was Ben Yeshlo, so the whole parsha of yibum and chalitza doesn't apply. Only Ben Einlo. And what if that they had children, but all the children, all the grandchildren, everybody dies before the husband dies, and then the husband dies later. So at the time of, even though there were children, but they all the descendants died before the husband died. So that's called the Bein Ein Lo. So then you do need Yibum Chalitza. So what do you do if you have a situation? Unfortunately, they had shuvas about this. The Arabs made an attack against the village, and the father and the son both died, and you don't know who died first. So if the father died first, and there's no need for chalitza, if the son died first, and there is a need for chalitza, so what do you do if there's a sofik? So sofik there, I said, luchum, you have to go luchum. Okay. So the Mishnah here has two cases. The Mishnah starts out, Huishu shalop baila b'nalim dina sayam, Bobi Amrlo, they told her incorrectly, Meis Bailach Vachakach Meis Benech. They told her, your husband died, at the time the husband died, this, you still had a child. And the child died after the husband. Child died after, and says, no need for Chalitzim, no need for Chalitzim. So she goes and she remarries. And this is Vachakach Amrlo, then later on it comes out that Chilafayadvar Meis Faker, that the son died first before the father, and then she was not allowed to remarry. So she's a Yavam Alashuk. So the Mishnah says, if she has children, what's the din? In America, it happens very often. People never heard, a lot of people never heard of the din of Yibam Machalitza. So husband dies, there are no children, so the wife thinks she's an Amana, so she's allowed to remarry. What's the din taka? A woman remarries and she never had Chalitza. So the Mishnah says, the Vlad is a Mamza. So the Gemara says, we don't paskan like that. See four lines from the bottom of the daf, Tana Rabbanon, that's a Tosefta, it says, Tana Rabbanon, Zudevre Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah, it says that the Vlad is a Mamre, is only according to Rabbi Akiva, Shohoya Omer. His opinion was, Enki Dushin Tovsin, Bechai Ve Lavin. These two things are totally Zebizet, whether Kiddushin Tovsin, whether the Vlad is a Mamzer, are interconnected. We Paskan La Locha, Enki Dushin Tovsin, Bechai Ve Krisis. Let's say a man gives a ring, he wants to marry someone else's wife, an Ashish Ish. He gives a ring to his sister-in-law, to Anisa Kores. So the din is Enki Dushin Topsin B'chai Krisis. And if they live together, have Vlad Mamza. The Vlad is Mamza. They're totally Zeb Zeb. So Rabbi Kiva happens to disagree. He holds not only Chai Krisis, Enki Dushin Topsin, he holds even Chai Lavin also, Enki Dushin Topsin, and the male have Vlad Mamza. Can't Rabbi Kiva have Vlad Mamza? It's an interesting Gemara in the beginning of Temura. The Gemara gives you the background. How do you know all these dinim? So, we'll go like this. This is Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch lists off all the 613 mitzvahs. Then you have, there's a commentary called the Minchas Chinuch. He discusses each mitzvah, and then he has a few words about what the Sefer HaChinuch says. Usually the Minchas Chinuch has nothing to do with the Sefer HaChinuch. He just talks in general about that mitzvah. But once in a while, if there's something questionable about the text of the Sefer Chinuch, the whole comment on it. So in the Sefer Chinuch, there's a surprising line that says, let's say, you're not allowed to live with your mother-in-law. So the Sefer Chinuch says, there's an issa to be mekadosh your mother-in-law. And if you did, the ein kiddushin tofsin. So the Minchas Chinuch says, where did he get that there's an issa? The din is that ein kiddushin tofsin. Who says that? It's an aveira. He doesn't know. Then when he finished writing the whole Minchas Chinuch, so he has at the end of the whole Sefer Hashmatas. Now in the new editions, in the Israeli edition from Machon Yerushalayim, they put all the Hashmatas back where they belong in the mitzvah. So in his initial reaction he writes, where in the world did this Sefer Chinuch get this from? Then he writes in the Hashmatas, he forgot all about it. So Beferish Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, why do you need two psukim? And Achrei Mois Kedoshim gives you the whole list of all the prohibited relatives, and it's written twice. Why do you need it twice? So the Gemara says you need one pasuk to tell you that it's an Iser, lechatchili, and not let it be Mekadosh, Achoso, Bito, Imo, Eimimo, whatever. It's an Iser to be Mekadosh. And he said, need a second pasuk to say that ain't kedushin tofsin. So the famous Gemara, he writes, he forgot what the Sefer Chinuch wrote is enough in the Gemara. That not only ain't kedushin tofsin, you need two psukim. One pasuk says that it's a nisa, one pasuk says not chal b'yedet. And then he quotes the Rashbo, and that Gemara kedushin points it out that the Gemara says the famous like that. So how far does this go? That you say ain't kedushin tofsin b'chai b'krisis. Maybe it should be Ein Kedushin Tofsin whenever there's a woman whom you're not supposed to marry. Maybe it should always be Ein Kedushin Tofsin. A Goy marries a Grusha. Yisrael marries a Mamzera. Somebody marries a Mitzri, a Daimi, or something like that. Maybe every time there's a prohibited marriage, I should say Ein Kedushin Tofsin. So the Gemara says you can't say like that. Because there's a Parsha in Chumash, Kisiyena Li Shtei Nashim. If a man is married to two wives, Achas Ahuva, Achas Nuva. One of them he loves, one of them he doesn't get along with, he has no shalom bais. We all do labanim ha-huva v'hasnua, they each have children. Hoya ben ha-pchor la-snua. The pchor was born to the snua. So the pasuk says, there would have been a havamina that since he doesn't love her, maybe the pchor shouldn't be entitled to get pishnayim. So the pasuk says, you're not allowed to have that attitude. Lo yichol avakar is ben hovi. You can't give the pchor to the ben ha-huva al-panei ben ha-snua ha-pchor. So the Gemara has a question. Just because he doesn't love her, so why should I think that therefore the Pchor shouldn't be entitled to Pishnayim? What does it have to do whether you have Shalom Bais or not? So the Gemara said that's not Pshat in the Pasuk. Ahuva b'hasnua means Ahuva b'nisuehu lefnei hamokam, and snua b'nisuehu lefnei hamokam means he's married to two wives, one wife be'iser and one wife be'heter. So I would have thought to have a meaning that since the Rebbe Shalom is not happy with this marriage, this was a prohibited marriage, I would have thought that the Pchor shouldn't be entitled to Pishnayim, because the whole marriage was Shaloi Kedin. He shouldn't have been born. He shouldn't have been born to him. Doesn't mean Snua that they have no Shalom Bais, means Snua bin Yisrael of Nehem Mokam. So I would have thought that the Pchor born from a prohibited marriage shouldn't be entitled to Pishnayim. So Kamash Malon, that is not so. Okay. So the Gemara says, but the Vaila, what does it say in the Pasuk?
Doesn't it say by Leah that she was also Snua?
Yeah.
Two wives, Leah was Snua.
That has a different meaning. There it means that he didn't love her as much as he loved Rachel. But over here, it means a different thing. Because if you have a Havmina that the Pro should be entitled Pishnaim, must be that it was a prohibited marriage. So the Pasuk reads, Ki Sihiyenu Liish Shtei Noshim. And the Gemara is going to say the same over here. That word havaya, that verb, sometimes means it'll happen. Kisielish, if such a story should happen, and sometimes it says v'holcha v'hoisa le'ish acher. It says when a man divorces his wife and she goes and she marries someone else. Holcha v'hoisa, so havaya means to get married. So the mashmos of the pasuk is kisiel le'ish de'noshim. If a man is married to two wives and one is a prohibited marriage, so you see the kiddush and atovsin in a prohibited marriage. You shouldn't establish based on the two psukim that you have in Achrei Mois and Kedoshim. It says that when there's an iser to marry the arayas, and even b'di'evet if he married them in kedushin tovsin. So you shouldn't extrapolate from there that whenever there's a forbidden marriage, the kedushin are not tovsin. No, the pasuk says b'feirish there's kisiyen alish, there is havaya, there's tvisis kedushin, even though the marriage was b'iser. So when do you say there is Kiddushin, when do you say not Kiddushin? So that's the Machloikas, Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. So the Chachamim say only Chayvi Krisis. That's how we pass them. If it's Chayvi Krisis, then ain't Kiddushin Tavsin. Anything less than Chayvi Krisis is only Chayvi Laban, Arisa Esay, then it is Kiddushin Tavsin. And Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva stood alone. All the Tanaim disagreed with him. The Gemara, in fact, has a Loshen. When they would, during the lifetime of Rabbi Akiva, the Tanaim were debating the issue. So one of the Tanaim has an expression, Bo unetzaveach, let's all gather together and scream at Akiva ben Yosef, that he says, the Vlad is a mamzer from the Chayvi Lavin. What kind of a lashon is that? Bo'u and etzaveach. Let's all gather together and scream at Rabbi Akiva. So they quote in the name of the Vilna Gaon that we usually have a klal in the Gemara whenever there's a machlekes Rabbi Akiva and halachik Rabbi Akiva mechadera. Whenever he disagrees with a contemporary of his, we pass like Rabbi Akiva. But if he disagrees with everybody, then we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. So that's what one of the other Tanaim said. Let's all join together and we're going to outvote Rabbi Akiva. It's going to be an halachik Rabbi Akiva because we're all going to disagree with him. Halachik Rabbi Akiva mechaberov, alo mechaberov. So that's what they said. We're not going to agree. But there are several versions of what Rabbi Akiva said. Talmidim Rabbi Akiva, maybe at different times he said different things. He had different suggestions. You have a beferish pasuk that says, ki siyeno liish ha-chasnua. That kiddushin ha-topsan, there is havaya, even though it's prohibited marriage. So what case does it go on? So we pasuk, it goes on all chavi lavin. So the different versions of Rabbi Akiva. So one version is Rabbi Akiva distinguishes between Chavi Lav and Desher. That's the last line over here on Daf Sari Beis Amud Aleph. Some of the Chavi Lav and Chavi Lav and Desher relatives, a type of a relative. Usually the relatives are Chavi Krisis. It's Gili Arayis. It's Chavi Krisis. But sometimes you have a relative that's no curse. Where do you have a relative where there's no curse? So Rashi gives you the two cases at the bottom. Rashi, one is if Rabbi Akiva holds like the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, we have the name of the Perek in Yevam is Noisli Malhu Anuso. Means, let's say, I'm not allowed to marry two sisters. Yishalachosa Lusikach. If I married one sister, I'm not allowed to marry the other sister. What if I had an affair with one sister? I never married her. A person was Mizana. So the Mishnah says, Noisim al ha'anusa b'al ha'mafuto. You're permitted to marry the sister. I'm not allowed to marry Isha Ubito. What if I had an affair with a girl, and then I want to marry her daughter or her mother? I was never married to the first one. So that's Ilmuta. Noisim al ha'anusa b'al ha'mafuto. So Rabbi Yehuda is of the that all the Tanaim agree. So Rabbi Yehuda has a pasuk, is of the opinion, Anusa Saviv is an Iser Lav. There's no chorus. Isha Saviv, if it's not my mother, let's say my father had two wives, my mother and another wife, or my mother passed away, then my father married a different wife. So Eisha Sava, a woman who was actually married to my father, even though she's not my mother, that's an Issa Karis. Eisha Sava was a pasuk, it's an Issa Karis. But what if the father had an affair with a girl, and the children know about it? So according to the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, that's an Issa Lav, even though there's no Karis. So that's Chavi Lav and the She'er. It's not exactly related. I'm related to my father. My father was never married to the woman, so strictly speaking, it's not a relative, but that's what we call Chadi Lav and Desher. It's an Issa Lav, but it has to do with Kurva. It's my father's Anusa, my father's Mefuta. Or, as she quotes, there's another pasuk. You have a Gemara before, this we must have spoken about. The pasuk says, when you do Chalitza, so after the chalitza is all over, so the Bezdin says, Kochi Yosalish, Asher Leibnes Pesachim. They're Mabazim. They say, this is what we do, because he refuses to do Yibum. So the Gemara is bothered with the question, why do you say, Kochi Yosalish Asher Leibne in the future? He refuses, he will not do Yibum. Maybe he will do Yibum. Right now, he says, Lochafatzi Lekachten. Maybe next month, Vetesachim Bebetten. Maybe he'll change his mind next month. Maybe next year, he will be Mekayim Yibum. They should have said Kocha Yosalish Asher Loi Bonas Beisochim. He doesn't want now. He doesn't want to marry the Yevoma. What do you say Asher Yivne? He won't marry in the future. So the Gemara learns that from that pasuk Kibush Loi Bonas Shuv La Yivne. Once you do Chalitza, you're not allowed to do Yivom afterwards. So that's only an Iser Lav Lo Yivne. The Pshut Shal Mikra is not even a Lav. Kocha Yosalish Asher Loi Yivne is Beisochim. Not even a Lav. But the Torah Shabbat Peh gives it an additional level of interpretation, so we assume that that's a lav. Once the Yavam does Chalitza, he's not permitted to do Yibam. So that's a sister-in-law. There is an Isser. You're not allowed to marry a sister-in-law, but for Makkah Mitzvah you are allowed to. If the brother dies, Eishesach Makkah Mitzvah is Mutter. But here he did Chalitza, so he doesn't want to do the Yibam. So once you do Chalitza, the Iser Eish Esach is back again, but only as a lav. There's no chorus anymore. Only as a lav. See, these are the two examples. If Rabbi Akiva holds like the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, then Anusa Saviv is a Chayv Elav in the Sher, It's an Iser, it's a relative. It's my father's girlfriend. My father's Pilegi, she was never married to her. Anusa Soviv. And by Kibin Shalaban, Shirule Yivne, once the Yavam does Chalitza, Naledu Yivam, these are the two Chayve Lab in the Sher. So the one version of Rabbi Kiva was that Rabbi Kiva only says, Enki Dushim Tovsim, Bechayve Lavin, these two rare, Chayve Lavin, Achayve Lavin the Sher, it's like the list of prohibited marriages because it's relatives, your sister, your daughter-in-law, your mother-in-law, two sisters, all relatives, relatives, relatives. So here are another two relatives. These two relatives, there's no kares. Anusa Saviv and Chalutzasa, there's no kares. But because it's Chavilam and the share, so that's why Rabbi Kiva says, the Vlad will be a mamzer and it's Enkidush and Tovson. But all the other Chavilam and Rabbi Kiva will agree with the Chachamim that the Kiddush and not Tovson. Because you have a Pasuk, Kisiyena Leish, Achasnua. It says that Kiddushan, Kisiyana means that there's Tfisis Kiddushan. So Kiddushan Atopsin in Chavi Laban. So all Chavi Laban, he'll agree Kiddushan Atopsin, only Chavi Laban the Shir. Then there's another version, Rabbi Kivi says, no. From the Pasuk, from the Psukim that you learn out all the Chavi Krisis, is then Kiddushan Topsin. We extrapolate from that that the din should always be. En Kiddushan Topsin Be'isha Ha'asura. Kiddushan shouldn't be Taifas by anybody. But you have a pasuk that there has to be an exception to the rule. Pasuk says kisiyen aliish. So one version of Rabbi Kiva is that pasuk only goes on one case in the whole wide world. If a kohen gadol has two wives, the Rambam says kohen gadol is never allowed to have two wives, because the first Mishnah in Yuma says chipa badob yad beso. Beis is a wishto, so the Gemara says Beis Echad. The Kohen Gadol only allowed to have one wife. So the Rambam holds Kohen Gadol never allowed to have two wives. The Ravid says who's on Yom Kippur, he can't be married to two wives. When he does that, but it's Yom Kippur, he can only be married to one wife, he can't be married to two. But the rest of the year, if another girl wants to marry him, she knows in advance that he's going to have to divorce her on Erev Yom Kippur. Once he divorces her, he can't remarry her. So if someone is willing to marry him just for a year, so Mizunta, hey, it doesn't. It's silly. Why should it? But you can't say that there's an Issa. The Ravid argues with the Rambam. He said there's a pasuk in Divrei Yomim that says about a kohen gadol that he was married to two wives. A mefarish pasuk in Divrei Yomim that says there was a kohen gadol who had two wives. The Nosi Kelim on the page over there say that that's not what it says in Divrei Yomim. It says the kohen gadol read a shidduch to someone else with two wives. Not that he himself was married. He see, not Nosa. He married someone else off to two wives, not he himself. So that's Ashayla, the Rambam and the Ravid all yelling. So the Gemara says one version of Rabbi Akiva, the extreme version, one extreme version of Rabbi Akiva is that he holds Enki Dushin Topsin Mechayvi Lavin, and the Vlad is a Mamza, is only Chayvi Lavin to share, because it's similar to the Gili Arayis. This is also Gili Arayis. These are relatives, so Osir, but all the other Chayvi Lavin, Kiddushin Aptos, and the Vlad is not a Mamza. The other extreme version, there are three versions of Rabbi Akiva. The other extreme version of Rabbi Akiva is the only one and only case in the whole wide world that Kiddushin Atovsin and Anishim Hasura is the Kohen Gadol who married a Be'ula. If the Kohen Gadol marries an Almana, that's a lav. Like a Kohen who marries a Grusha is a lav. So a Kohen Gadol marries an Almana is a lav. If the Kohen Gadol marries a girl who has never married before, but she's a Be'ula, it's an Asay. So that's an Asay. Are there any other prohibited marriages that are asay? So yes. So the Gemara says, Mitzri ve'doimi is an iser asay. The Pasuk says, by Mitzri ve'doimi, dor shlishi yobo lahem b'kal Hashem. So that's a lav abo mechlal asay. You're only allowed to marry a Mitzri ve'doimi if it's already the third generation. Let's say the Mitzri converts, he or she becomes Jewish. So that's a Mitzri dor rishon. He marries a ger, so he's allowed to marry a ger. He marries a ger, so he or she marries a ger or a ger. And they have children, that's mitzvah dorsheni. So vaita, they're not allowed to marry a regular Jewish boy or girl. And when that child has a child, that's mitzvah dorshlishi. He's a dorshlishi, yavalam kalashem, they're allowed to marry. So if someone marries a mitzvah or a doimi dorish and dorsheni, the ganze yisr is an yisr asay. Yisr asay is an aver, but there's no malchus. Only malchus if he violate a lois asay. So the one version of Rabbi Akiva, the extreme version in the other direction is, the one and only case where a person, where Kiddushin will be Tovsin in an Isha Hasura, is a Kohen Gadol who's married to Be'ula, because it's only an Isra Aseh, and it's a Lav Shein Shava Bakol. Mitzvah Vedaim is also an Isra Aseh, but it applies to all of Klal Yisrael. But a Be'ula, the Kohen Gadol, is only Miyuchad for the Kohen Gadol. Only applies to him, does not apply to anybody else. So the Gemara says, how can you say that? The Pasuk says, Ki Siyena Li Yishtei Noshim, Achas Ahuvu Avachas Ahuvu. It only goes on the Kohen Gadol. He's married to two wives, and the wife that he married by Yisr is a Be'ula. Such a rare case. So the Gemara says, you have no choice. According to Rabbi Akiva, the Pasuk forces itself into a corner. The Pasuk is only talking about that one case. That's the other extreme version of Rabbi Akiva. He holds up Lad Mamzer from every prohibited marriage, and Kedushin Tavsin, all prohibited marriages, the Lad Mamzer of all prohibited marriages, except to one and only case, of the Kohen Gadol who marries a Be'ula. That's the Pasuk says that Kiddushin Atos. And then in between these two extremes, there's another version of Rabbi Akiva, that the difference between Chayv Lavin and Chayv Esei, Olav Sheinish Olav HaKol, different versions of Rabbi Akiva.
Why is it only an issue of Lo Yochel Levak here for the Bechor? I mean, if the Hava Amina is that if it's son of L'Shamayim, then he shouldn't get a Yerusha altogether.
I don't know. The Pasuk says not only that, maybe there would have been Hav Minah doesn't get anything. Okay. The Pasuk only speaks about Hav Minah. Lo Yichol HaBakir is Ben HaHuva. Yeah. He wants to give the Bechorah to the Ben HaHuva, not to the... Maybe he doesn't want to give the Yerusha at all. I don't know. But the din is not so. The din is... The Pasuk only... It happens the Pasuk only says Kisiyen Aliish, if he has Tvisi Kiddushin. What if he's Baal HaChoso? There's no Tvisi Kiddushin. The Vlad is a Mamzer. And then he gets married and has normal children. Does the mamzer also get Pishnayim? So there really isn't that epasik. The Havamina would have been that because one is Snua ben Isuero, so the Bechor should be entitled to Pishnayim. Pasuk says it's not so. Even though the marriage was forbidden, a prohibited marriage, the Bechor still, if that's the Bechor, he gets Pishnayim. But the Pasuk is talking, there was a Kiddushin. What if he's bought, what if he has a child from an Eshes Ish? And it's a mamzer. And there it's Enkidushin Tos. Maybe there the Bechor doesn't get Pishnayim. So the Shilti Gibbon quotes such an opinion. We don't pass like that. We don't accept that. But there really is no Pasuk to say that he's wrong. The Pasuk only goes when there is Tvisis Kiddushin. There's no Pasuk. But we extend it. We assume that the Bechor gets Pishnayim, even if he is a Mamzer, even if it would have been Enkidushin Tos, even though there is no Pasuk. So getting back again. So the Mishnah has... Unfortunately, in America, you have this all the time. A couple is married for many years, the husband dies, the woman thought she's an almana. She never heard of the din of chalitza. She doesn't know that she needs chalitza. So she goes and she remarries, and she has children from the second husband. So the Mishnah says the children are mamzerim. So the Gemara says we don't pass one like that. There's four lines from the bottom. They quote it to Septa. Tana Rabbanan and Zabraisa for this. Zudibi Rebbe Akiva. The Rebbe Akiva is of the opinion... Yevama Lashuk, there's no karis. If Yevama, who's supposed to have chalitza or yibum, she doesn't have, she marries someone else, it is a lav, it says, Vesia Eishes Hameis Achutza. The Gemara quotes it on the top of Amud Beis. Pasuk says if a couple is married, the husband dies, he leaves no children at all, she's not allowed to marry someone else. Vesia Eishes Hameis Achutza, Yevama Yavaleha, and if not, he does chalitza. So the Pasuk only has a lav, but there is no karis. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah that says that the Vlad is a mamzer by Yevama Lashuk, she thought that when the husband died, she was told incorrectly. When the husband died, there was a surviving child, and then the child died after the husband. So she thought there's no need for chalitza. Then it turned out, chilavoy advarim, it was just the reverse. The child died before the husband, and there was, and she does need chalitza. So she married Be'isr. So the Gemara says, so what? It's only Chayv Lavin. Chayv Lavin doesn't make mamzer. The Mishnah says, Yivam al-Ashuk makes mamzer. It says, only Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. So the Rabbi Akiva, that his opinion is that even Chayv Lavin also make mamzeres. Yeah, this is a Chayv Lavin d'sher. Okay, this is a Chayv Lavin d'sher. There's an interesting... Here there's another din on Amud Beis. Take a look here. Rav Hamnuna. Right in the middle of Amud Beis, the line begins with the word Hamnuna. Dama Rav Hamnuna. What's the din if a couple is married and the woman has an affair with somebody else? The wife has an affair with someone else. So the din is they have to get divorced. That's a din of a Saita, Surah al-Bailah. As I said, the Chumash talks about it's like the Sofek. The husband is suspicious. Maybe he's paranoid. Maybe he's crazy. Maybe he doesn't know what he's talking about. So the Chumash talks about a case. He warns his wife, I don't want you to be alone with that person. I'll test her in Mishploini because he's choshed that she's having zlus. So the Chumash talks about a Sofek. He doesn't really know. It was just Kinei law. The Nistron, she says, you're crazy, you're paranoid, you don't know what you're talking about. He says she's having an affair with her father. She says, there's no issa yichud, but my father, she's not having an affair. Her father's 30 years older than her. Well, why should she have a, she happily married to the husband? So that's a din of a saita sofik. But included in that, the Gemara has a din of saita vadai. If you know for sure, the ish is ish bazin, so you have to get divorced, you're not allowed to live together. So the shaila is, what about if you have a yavama lashuk? The husband died, leaves no children, so the wife has what we call a zika, it's a miktsas ishus relationship with the yavam, with the brother-in-law, with the surviving brother. So zika is to a certain extent like a marriage. So if the woman would be, if a woman would be married to someone and she has an extramarital affair, that's a saita asura baila. Here she wasn't really married with the brother-in-law. She was married to the husband died. And the Torah declares that she has a zika, a mixasishus relationship with the yavam. So what's the din of yavam shezinsa? She has an affair with somebody else. So do you say now she's not allowed to do yivam? Because she's a seita asurah bailo. So here, like a yavam shezinsa, like an eshes ishezinsa. So that's what Rav Hamnuna came up with the chiddush. Shemeres yavam shezinsa. That's right in the middle of the page. The line begins with the word Hamnuna. Amar Hamnuna, Shemeres Yavam, she's waiting to have Yibum. Shemeres means Mamtenes. She's waiting to have Yibum with the brother. Her husband died and he had left no children. And she's supposed to have Yibum. And she goes and she has an affair with somebody else. So he has a Chiddush, Asura Li Yavama. She's not allowed to do Yibum. She's not allowed to marry the Yavam. Why? Just like an Eshu Sisha Zinsa is not allowed. So if you notice, there are no letters over here. See the Ayin Mishpat Dan Mitzvah on the right hand side on the, and here on the other daf Tzad Gimel on the left hand side on the margin, he always gives you the Mar Mekaymus where the Psak is quoted in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. See on this line, Rav Hamnuna, there's no Tzion. It does not have any letter. It means that we don't pass like Rav Hamnuna. It's not quoted in the Rambam Shulchan Aruch. Why not? So the Gemara says in Saito, Rav Hamnuna's din is only correct if you hold like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Kiva holds that Chavi Lavin is just as chomer as Chavi Krisis. That if you have a Chavi Lavin, Ein Kiddushin Topsin, and the Vlad is a Mamzer, so Yavama Lashuk is also Chavi Lavin. It's a Lav. She's not allowed to live with anybody else. So according to Rabbi Kiva, the Chavi Lavin is much less chomer than Chavi Krisis. Krisis is much worse. Chavi Lavin is less. But it has a shaykhis, just like Ein Kiddushin Tos and Vlad Mamza B'chavi Krisa, same thing B'chai V'lavin. So according to Rabbi Akiva, the din would be, like Rav Hamnuna, that Shemeres Yavam at the Yavama is Mezana, so just like an Eishes Ish, a Sota becomes Asur al Baila, so the Yavama will become Asur al Ayom. But we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. We don't hold that Chavi Lavin is treated the same as Chavi Krisa. The Vlad is not a Mamza and the Kiddushin Atovsin. So therefore we don't hold like Rav Hamnuna's din. We don't pass them like that. In fact, the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah has a statement, and he has the same thing in the Pirush HaMishnayos before. And the Rajba says, the Rajba quotes it from the Pirush HaMishnayos, says, I don't know what in the world the Rambam is talking about. The Rambam writes like this, we just said before, the last line in Rashi, that when you do Chalitza, so the Bezin says at the end, Kocha Yosulish, Hashelo Yivne, is Beis Ochib. So the Gemara Shtotzach on the Loshim, why Hashelo Yivne? He said, Kocha Yosulish, Hashelo Bona. He didn't want to do Yibum. Why did he say Hashelo Yivne? Maybe he will do Yibum. So the Gemara says, no, from the fact that it's written Meloshin Asa, it means Kibne Shelo Bona, Shuv Le Yivne. Once you do Chalitza, you're not permitted to do Yibum. So the Gemara says, Beferish, that's an Issa Deraisa. And according to Rabbi Kiva, it's a Lav. Hashelo Yivne, it's a Lav. According to Rabbi Akiva, Ein Kiddushin Tovsin, B'chai Ve'lavin, so Ein Kiddushin Tovsin, to a Chalitza, to a Chalutza. I had an option of doing Yibam Machalitza. I chose to do Chalitza. Then I changed my mind and I want to marry her. I give her a ring, say Haret Mekudeshesli. Rabbi Kiva will say, Ein Kedushin Tofsin, because Chavi Lavin, it's Chavi Lavin, the share, Ein Kedushin Tofsin. So the Rambam writes, since we don't Paschal like Rabbi Kiva, so the whole din is wrong. So the whole din, Kimish Alaban Shalivin, is only the Rabbanon. So the Rajma says, why? Where? Where did he get that from outer space? The Tanoi made a comment on the Pasuk. Why does the Kacha Yosef Shashelo Yivne and the Loshan Asid should be written Ashel Abana? He didn't want to do Yibam. So the Gemara says, Darshan Kivish Alabana Shel Yibam. So they all agree to that. There's an Isa Lav. Once you do Chalitza, you're not allowed to do Yibam. According to Rabbi Kiva, the din would be the Vlad is Mamzer and Kedushin Tavs. According to the Chachamim, Kedushin not talks and the Vlad is not a Mamzer. How does the Rambam come up to say that if you don't hold like Rabbi Kiva, the whole din of Chalitza is only with the Rabbana? Where does it say that in the Gemara? So the Rajba writes, the Rajba quotes it from the Pirush HaMishnayos, that it depends whether you hold like Rabbi Kiva or not. Since we don't hold like Rabbi Kiva, so therefore the whole din is only the Rabbana. He says he doesn't know where in the world the Rambam gathered from. That's what Rav Soloveitchik explained. That's what it sounds. That Rambam got it from that Gemara in Saita by Rav Hamnuna. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Kiva, that Chai B'Lavin is along the lines of the Chai B'Krisis. So there, the Gemara says, if a Shemeres Yovim will have an affair with someone else, Shemeres Yovim Shezinsa is going to be treated like an Eish Yisif Shezinsa, just like an Eish Yisif Shezinsa is a Saita, she has to get divorced. So here, if Shemeres Yovim Shezinsa, not allowed to do Yivim. So Rabbi Akiva Lishitasa would say the same over here. If you have, after you do Chalitza, and there's a love, the same Iser, there's an Iser Achaz Ishtoi. So Achaz Ishtoi, there's an Iser Eish Yisach. You're not allowed to marry your sister-in-law. So usually, Eish Yisach has Koris. But if the husband died leaving no children, then there's no Koris. Then you're supposed to do Yibum. We choose not to do Yibum, those Chalitza, so there's an Iser Lav, Lo Yivna. So according to Rabbi Kiva, that an Issa Lav is along the same lines of an Issa Koris. We don't say that different belong to different worlds. We say Issa Lav is also a Hemshach of an Issa Koris. So it's an Issa Deraisa, an Eikin Dushin Tobsin, and Avlad Bamza. But if you all like the Chachamim, an Issa Lav and an Issa Koris are totally different types of Isurim. So that's what the Rambam understood. According to the Chachamim, the Rabbi Kiva, there can't be an Issa Deraisa of Lo Yivne. The same Iser, Eish Yisach, without Koris. If there's no Koris, it's a different type of an Iser. Chai V'Lavin are totally different. It's not a Hemshach from a Chai V'Krisis. So that Rambam in the Pirush and Mishnah, and the Mishnah and Torah, the Rambam has a Chiddush, that the whole Iser, Chalutza, once you did Chalitza, you're not allowed to do Yibum. According to Rabbi Kiva, it could be an Iser Deraisa. According to the Chacham, the way we Paskin, it can't be an Iser Deraisa. How can you say there's still an Iser, Eish Yisach, and there's no Koris, there's no Hemshach between an Issa Lav and an Issa Koris? They're totally different type, especially the way the Rambam explains. When you have an Issa Chavi Lav, and let's say a Kohen marries a Grusha, a Kohen Gadol marries an Amona, or Yisrael marries a Mamzeres, so the Rambam writes the full Issa Deraisa, the Issa Bishleimus is only Kiddush Boal. If he was Mekadosh her, and then he lives with her. But it was Boal below Kiddushin, if he never married her, then it's like a chatzi shir of the Issa. It's not the full Issa. But Chai B'Krisis is not shaykh to say like that. But Chai B'Krisis, it's an Issa Bia. There is no Kiddushin Tovsin. But Chai B'Lavin, the Rambam holds that it's an Issa Ishus. It's not an Issa Bia. The full Issa B'Shleimusa to violate, Kohen marries a Grusha, Yisrael marries a Mamzeres, Kohen Gadol marries an Amona. The Issa B'Shleimusa is only if you have Kiddush Bo'al. It's really an Issa not to do a Maisa Ishus with the woman. So they're totally different types of Yisurin. Issa Lav and an Issa Koris. Issa Koris is an Issa Bia. Issa Lav is an Issa Rishus. According to Rabbi Kiva, no, Issa Lav is a Hemshach of the Issa Koris. It's also an Issa Bia. And Kedushin Topsin by the Chai V'Lav and also on it.
Shemeres Yovim Shezinsa, don't we say that's one of the Amen, Amen, Amen? Shemeres Yovim. Amen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Isn't that one of Shemeres Yovim? Is one of them?
Yeah. When you mashbia, when the husband brings a Saita Sofik to the Beis HaMikdush and they make her swear, she swears she's innocent. So you can only make her swear, let's say he's going to make her swear that she never had an affair with anybody, That's none of his business, whether she had an affair when she was single. The only shavua that you can make her swear is that she was a mezana in such a way that she becomes asur al baila. So she swears, amen, amen, tells you the din of Gilgal shavua. I swear I didn't have an affair with the man that my husband has choshed me, that I had the kin estir. It's true there was kin estir, but he's a paranoid, the husband is crazy. I didn't do anything wrong. And amen, I wasn't mezana with anybody else. And amen, I wasn't mezana when I was a shemeres yavam. So if you hold asur labayla, if you hold like Rav Hamnuna, asur labayla, if you hold like Rabbi Kivi, you hold like Rav Hamnuna, asur labayla, asur layavam, then you have a right to be mashbiah harana. But the way we pass from halacha that shemeres yavam shezinsa is meteres liyavam, then you can't make a gilgal shwana, you can't make a swear. What is it? It's none of your business whether she was mizana during shemeres yavam. If it does nasa labayla, you can't have no right to be mashbiah. You only have a right to be a mashbiah her with the Gilgal if it's relevant to your case, if she'll be asura to you. She won't be asura to the husband. You have no right to make such a shvur. So that's this fascinating Mishnah. So the Gemara said we don't pass like the Mishnah. We pass on Shemeres Yovam. Shemeres Yovam marries without chalitza, the children will not be mabzer. The Mishnah only goes, I'll leave Rabbi Akiva. And we don't hold like that. On the top of Amud Beis, the Gemara presents a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. How do you read the Psukim of Chumash? How do you read the Psukim? Usually, when there's a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, Ruba de Ruba, most of the cases, the Gemara says Mchoris, Ruba de Ruba, we pass like Rabbi Hilchas and Rabbi Yisure, Kushmo Bedine. If it's a machlokes in the area of dinim moments, so Shmuel was a bigger expert. So we pass like Shmuel. Usually there are exceptions to the rule, and usually when there's machlokes in Issa Behetha, we pass like Rav. See, here is the machlokes Rav Shmuel, and this is one of the exceptions to the rule. Even though this is a topic of Ebenezer, this is Issa Behetha. The Gemara says Hilchos Hakavasya de Shmuel. Here we pass like Shmuel. This is very negel la'alocha. So let's say the husband died, never had any children. And the woman is supposed to have chalitza. She never heard of it. She never heard of chalitza. She thought the husband gishtorben, so she's an almana. So she goes and she remarries. So the question is kiddushin tofsin or not? If somebody, they didn't know, someone marries the yavama who's supposed to have chalitza, she didn't have chalitza. They say kiddushin or tofsin or not? Why should kiddushin not be tofsin? So the Gemara tells you what the issue is. How do you translate the pasuk? The pas Omar Rav on the top line on Sari Beis on the Omar Rav, minayin she'en kiddushin topsin diyavoma. He holds kiddushin anat topsin. As you'll notice, there's no letter here. There's no tzion for an initiate that mitzvah because we don't pass like Rav. We pass like Shmuel. There's going to be a few lines later. The line begins with the tiny aleph and it says halacha kavasid dishmuel. We pass like Shmuel. About the ninth line, eight, nine lines down. So Rav says, ain't kiddushin tofsin, because the pasuk says, if a man dies and he has no children, so it says, l'si eishes hameis hachutz l'izzar, yivama yavaleho. So how do you translate the pasuk? So the pshuto shal mikra means that there's a lav, l'si eishes hameis hachutz l'izzar, the yivama is not permitted to marry anybody else. That's the pshuto shal mikra. So now there's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, is there an additional level of interpretation in the pasuk that leisiya means latehiba havaya, like the other pasuk kisiena liish. Kisiena liish means it will be married. Havaya means this is kiddushin. Or it says the Gemara has a famous din makash havaya liyetsiya. It says when a man divorces his wife, because of say for krisis when asam biyod the b'shilchem and beisa v'holcha v'hoisa liish acher. Vahoysa means she marries the other one. So since in the same pasuk it says getting divorced and getting married, so that's called makish havayil yitzir. There's a hekish between getting divorced and getting married. Just like one can get divorced only by giving a get, there's only one way. So too, you're able to marry a girl by giving a shtar kiddush. You need a pasuk for a kiddush shtar, you need a separate pasuk for kiddush kesef. So that's called Havaya. So Rav is of the opinion that this pasuk has two levels of interpretation. She's not allowed to, it's a lav. She's not allowed to marry anybody else. She has to do Yibum or Chalitza. And Rab says, in addition to the Pshut Roshon Mikra, there's another level of interpretation, La Teheba Havaya. La Siyah, there is no Tfisas issues with anybody else. En Kiddushin Tobsin Vivoma Lashu. Because the Zika, the Miktsas issues relationship that the Yivama has with the Yavam, the Gemara calls it Isha Hikna Lomen Hashamayim. The brother married this girl, the brother died, Gishtar. So there's no more marriage. But the Gemara says, Isha Hikna Lomen Hashamayim. The Rebbeinu Shalom declared that she's partially married to the brother-in-law now. Once the husband dies, so she has Zika to the Yavam, to the brother-in-law. So the so we consider her like an Eshesish, and an Eshesish is Ein Kiddushin Tofsin. So here the Yavam Alashuk is Ein Kiddushin Tofsin. Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel disagrees with Rav. He says, I'm not so convinced that that's the second level of pshat in the pasuk. He said, the pshut shel mikra, I agree with him. There's a love. The Yivam is not allowed to live with anybody else. But to have an additional level of interpretation, the Teheba Havaya, he's not so sure. Like, just like today we have an expression, Lefi Ani is Daiti. We're not so sure. So you say, Lefi Ani is Daiti, I would think perhaps that's what he says. Ba'ani Useinu, Rashi writes the top Rashi, Mipnei Ani is Daiteinu, because I'm not so learned. Rav is fully convinced that his pshat is correct, that there are two levels of interpretation in the post. Shmuel is not sure what the din is. Lefiani is datenu. Tzvicha get. She needs it. If she got tfisis, got kiddushin from somebody other than the Yavam, she needs a get. Why? Because mesafkale l'shmuel. Shmuel says, I'm not sure. Bani oseinu. And the Gemara says, we pass like Shmuel. Mesafkale l'shmuel. We mesupak. Hi, this pasuk, we say, shameis achutza. Does it only tell you a lav? Ila lav hu diyasa only tells you a lav? What does it tell you? Maybe it tells you two levels. Maybe the pshut roshon mikra is that there's a lav, and then there's an additional level. Torah Shabbat Peh gives an additional level of an interpretation. So Shmuel is mesupik. Then, despite the fact that this is an isa v'heter, and usually when there's a machlokes an isa v'heter, we pass like Rav, like Rav Yisuri. So the Gemara says right away, here it from this is an exception to the rule. Here we pass like Shmuel, even though it's not Dini Mamas, even though it's Issa Behetta, the Din is like Shmuel. So the Gemara is going to discuss certain cases. So let's say Halacha L'Maisa, this unfortunately happens all the time. A woman never heard of the Dinim, she does no Chumash. The husband dies and she has no children, she needs Chalit, so she didn't realize it, so she goes and she marries someone else. He married her. He did the kiddushin. So then you have to have chalitza. So when you do the chalitza, the woman is in it. So Shmuel is mesupik. We're mesupik. Maybe kiddushin atovsin, maybe kiddushin anatovsin. So misofik, we're mesupik. Hasofik the rise of chumra. So if you on the tzadat kiddushin atovsin, can she have chalitza from the yavam now? She's an eshes ish to somebody else. There's the opening Mishnah,
would you get a get? And then he did
so if he gives her a get, if she married someone, so he'll have to give her a get, and then she'll have chalitza. But the question is, can she have chalitza? Let's say the man whom she married, she was married to the first husband, he died, so she's an almana. Almana is allowed to marry a kohen. So the kohen didn't know, they had never heard of the din of chalitza. So she goes and she marries a kohen. Amon is allowed to marry a kohen. And then she finds out that she needs chalitza. So, once she's going to have chalitza, she has to get divorced anyway from the husband. Okay. She can't marry a kohen. A chalitza is not allowed to marry a kohen. Yeah. But that's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch.
And she's married to a kohen and then gets chalitza. She has to get from him.
Yeah. Because she becomes a chalutza. A chalutza, not allowed to live with a kohen.
A kohen that married an almon and then becomes kohen gadol doesn't have to give a get.
That is correct. Because he married a behetta, yeah. But over here she becomes a chalutza, so it's also, yeah. Here she becomes a chalutza, so it's also. So this is the shaila. Unfortunately, it comes up every so often. The husband dies, they had no children, she didn't know there's a din of chalitza. She married someone else. And then they realize you have to have chalitza. So the Yavlan comes and he does the chalitza and shein fatik, but he say no, you can't do the chalitza till the husband gives her a get, because it's a sfeika d'dina, whether she's married or not. And if she is married, then she's an eshes ish to the Yavlan. So an eshes ish to the Yavlan, how can he do chalitza? There's no zika. If the woman is an eshes ish, that's the opening Mishnah says. Let's say there are two brothers, and one brother marries his niece. My brother marries my daughter. I have no brother. Philosophy. If I would have had a brother and he would marry my daughter, and then the brother dies, so I can't marry my own daughter. See, there's no zika. So not only do you not need the yibum, you don't need chalitza either. So the Mishnah lists off chamesh esrei nashim. It's gemolt, it's possible 15 cases that you have two brothers, and the brother who died was married to a woman who was muteris to him, but a chayv krisis to me. So here's a case. My brother died, and the Yavama goes and she marries a stranger. She didn't know that she needs chalitz. So Shmuel is mesapkele, Shmuel is mesumi, paskal like Shmuel. It's a sveik in the dina, so maybe the kedusha natovson. If the kedusha natovson, the Yavam cannot do yibum now. She's an eshes ish. It's an erva. That's what we call in the Rishonim. They have a lashon that's called erva lacha nefila. Nefila means when the husband dies, she's nafelas liibum. She falls to yibum. So what happens if the time the husband died, the yavam could have done yibum achalitza? Then she becomes an erva on the yavam after the husband died. Take for example the following case. Two brothers, and one brother died, and there's a Yavama. Then I go ahead and I marry her sister. I marry the sister of the Yavama. So the Mishnah say you're not allowed to do that. That's the question. Is that a Nisa Deraisa, Nisa Derabban? You're not allowed to marry. But if you do marry the sister of the Yavama becomes Achas Ishtai. So you're not allowed to do Yibum. You're not allowed to do Yibum. There's no Zika. The Zika is terminated now. Once she becomes... So the same thing, if the Yavama goes and she marries someone, she just became an erva lacha nefila. The 15 cases in the opening Mishnah, she was an erva, she was a gilui arayis to the surviving brother. At the time the brother died, she was already an erva. My brother married my daughter, sir. My brother married my shviga. My brother married my daughter-in-law. So the woman was an erva to bishas nefila, but then you can have the erva lacha nefila. If the Yavam, the surviving brother, marries the sister of the Yavama, she becomes Achas Ishtoi, Lacha Nefila. So also you're not allowed to do Yibam. So here, the Yavama became an Erva Lacha Nefila, she became an Eshes Ish. So how can you do Chalitza now? So the Levush is a Sefer that was written on Shulchan Aruch. The Levush was written when? The early 1600s, I think. So the Levush is the most attacked Achran. The Levush rewrites everything in Shulchan Aruch, and he writes his explanations and he writes his Chidush Adinim. And they say when he wrote the Sefer, he didn't look back in the Gemara. He just looked in the Shulchan Aruch and he wrote. But because he didn't look back in the Gemara, a lot of times he guesses wrong what the reason for the din is and what the various details are. So he's the most attacked Achran. The Shach always attacks the Levush. They always attack. Famous story about the Shagas Aryeh, that when he was 90 years old, he went to take his sefer out of the bookcase, and the whole bookcase fell on him, and he almost got killed. He did get killed. The end of the story was he did die. He was frail. He got killed. So they started to pull him out to save his life. So he said, he always disagreed with all of these mechabrim, and they all decided they're going to jump him. So they got him. They got him because he was mevazu all of them. And he says, yes, he was on the bottom of the pile, and he asked everybody mechila. Everybody was mechila except for the levush, because he was mevazu levush more than anybody. Everybody disagrees with the levush all the time. I don't understand why around 25 years ago they reprinted the levush. I don't know why they reprinted. Some swam, you know, no mitzvah to keep on printing. I don't know. They keep on reprinting. So the levush and Ebenezer on this simon. The Levush and Ebenezer, Simakuf Nun Tes, where they quote this din, the Levush writes, he thinks that before the Yavam does the Chalitza, the man who married the Yavama has to give her a get. Right now the woman is a Sotik, maybe she's an Eishes Ish. He has to first give a get. How can he say, Lo chafatzti lekachta? She says, Me'en Yavami lehokim v'shoim shem b'Yisrael. What do you mean, Lo Yavami? We'll break his bones if he does Yibum. She's an Eishes Ish now. And she said, he says, Lech, I don't want it. What do you mean, Lech, I don't want to? We won't let you do Yibum. So the Lagush thinks that he has to give a get. Before he gives a get, it's not shy to do the Chalitz. And then the Pischichuvah quotes this Lagush, a long quotation from the Lagush. Then he says, the Knessi Sicheskel also has like that, and some other Achmanim say. Then they all point out, if you look in the Rishainim, it's Mashma Beferish Natsal. Tesis on the Daf, and the Rosh, and the Tur, and the Shulchan Aruch. Nobody says that. They all assume a Dovah Poshut. He does the Chalitza when the woman is an Eishes Ish. It sounds funny. I don't know. So that's the Pischei Tshuva quotes the Chasam Sofer was opposed to the Lavush. It says, against all the Rishonim, you shouldn't do like that. But I think the common practice is that they do. That the man that the woman married, the Yavam Alashuk married someone, he gives her a get, she has the Chalitza, then he marries her again. After the Chalitza is done, he marries her again. Because it's not right to do a Chalitza when the woman is an Eishes Ish to the Yavam. You can't say with a straight face, Lo chafatzti lekachta. He's not allowed to marry her. So that's all because of this Sveka Adina. Bani Yosenu, Tzvicha Get, Misofik. Because we're Mesupik, whether the Pasuk only has one level, only Lalav, L'sir Mesachut says Alav, or it has both levels, Alav and a statement, that L'teheba Havaya, then ain't Kiddushin Tovsin. Apparently they say that Rabban Kotlin, when he used to give the Shurim, always used to, in Europe, it was Yodua that he would always say, Lefi Ani is Daiti. He would always begin by saying, Lefi Ani is Daiti. So when the war broke out, and they were trying to figure out how they're going to save their lives, so everybody was trying to figure out, and then he went on the Transcontinental Railroad to Vladivostok, and then he went to Japan, and the whole Nesa Hatzola. So they say that one of the Talmidim in the Miri Yeshiva said, Vazotra Baran Lefi Ani is Daiti. That's where he always would speak, Lefi Ani is Daiti, when he said a Shia. So they were making fun of him on the politics. Vazotra Baran Lefi Ani is Daiti. But that's an old expression. Shmuel already, Bani was saying, I'm not sure. Maybe she needs again. Okay. Maybe leave out a little Gemara here. Not too relevant. No, we better not leave it out. Okay. You better do the Gemara. The line that says, Halacha Kavasi Dishmo. Then the Gemara says, Omer Avashi. You have it about nine lines from the top. Omer Avashi. Hashta di Omer Amema. The line begins with the words, the Omer Amema. Hashadam Amema. Now that Amema said in the previous line, Hilchaz HaKavos said the Shmuel, that it's a Sveka Dina, where the Kiddushin Topsan are not the Yavam Alashuk. What would be the din in the following case? She was Mekabel Kiddushin from a stranger, and the Yavam, the brother-in-law, is a Kohen. So if the Kohen wants to do Yibum, it's a Sveka Dina, maybe she's an Eishes Ish of the stranger, so the stranger has to give her a get. Once the stranger gives her a get, so the brother-in-law, the Kohen, can do Yibum. He's not allowed to marry a Grusha. So the brother-in-law is out of the picture. So yeah, we should insist that he has to do Chalitza. So once he does Chalitza, so then the woman had Kiddushin from the stranger, and it's a suffix whether the Kiddushin or Chal, so we would say, go remain with the stranger, and let it be Mekabashio again. The first Kiddushin is a Sveket Adina. Maybe ain't Kiddushin Topsin. It's a suffix. So we would say, do another Kiddushin and remain with your wife. So that's what Avashi says. Ashadam Ramema. Now that Ramema says the din is like Shmuel, that it's a sveka Adina where the Kiddushin Topsin Yivam Alashuv. Imhoi or Yivam a Kohen, if the brother in law is supposed to do Yibum, is a Kohen. So now he can't do Yibum. He can't do Yibum because he's a suffocation ish to the stranger. Stranger is going to give a get, she'll be a grusha. So the Yavam is out of the picture. So Cholet's law, we will force the Yavam to do Chalitza. He really wanted to do Yibum. Didn't want to do Chalitza. It's preferable to do Yibum. Today we don't allow it. We learned the Gemara Lamed Tes. Today we don't allow Yibum. But in the days of the Gemara was still up in the air. So Ravashi says in this case, let the Yavam do Chalitza, the Shar Yalei, then she can remain with the man who was Mekadosher, and Misafik, we would insist they should be Mekadosher a second time. Because maybe the first Kiddushin, which was done before the Chalitza, maybe the first Kiddushin was not Chal. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? The guy did it by Isser. He wasn't allowed. He wasn't allowed to marry the girl. She's not supposed to marry someone else. The Yavam wanted to do Yibum. So this wise guy, this stranger, is Mekadosher, and he makes it impossible for the Yavam to do Yibum. So now all of a sudden, crime pays? Because you did an Isser. So you grab the Yavama away from the Yavam, and you're going to marry her. So the Gemara says, Izgure Izgur, he's rewarded for doing Avera. And Kematzinu Chayte Niska, that's not fair. We penalize him when we say, you have to give her a get misafik, maybe the Kedushim or Chal, maybe the Kedushim or Not Chal. And we won't let him marry this girl. Because he was at fault for making it impossible for the Yavam to do Yibum. Rabbi Natam, the bottom Tosfos points out, the whole thing doesn't apply, Bizman, is that we don't practice Yibum today, we always do Chalitza. So the stranger who is Mekadosher wasn't stealing her away from the Yavam didn't have a Havmin in the first place to do Yibum. We never practice Yibum. So he wasn't mopsed anything, so today we wouldn't apply that Psak. We wouldn't say, Schoite Niska. He's stealing away the Yavama from the Yavama. We don't allow any Yavama to do Yibum with the Yavama. So the din doesn't apply, Bizmana said. So the Gemara says, they don't like that application of the din. That's not a good case. That if a stranger was Mekadosh the Yavama, and the Yavama is a Kohen, and the Kohen wanted to do Yibum, so we wouldn't say, well, now the Kohen can't do Yibum, so then we'll force the Kohen to do Chalitza, and then she'll be allowed to stay with the other one. We'll say, Matzino Chayte Niska, will penalize him. Ella, what we meant to say was the following case. Imhoya HaYavam, Imhoya Yibama Yisrael, if the Yavam is not a Kohen, and the stranger was Mekadosher, so we would say, Misafik, it's a Safik, maybe the Kedusha Nachal, maybe not Chal, whether the Siyash HaMesachutza means only an Isser, it means even Latei Bahabai. So Nosan Losheni get, let the stranger who gave the Kiddushin give her a get. Uhutrulo, she can go back to the Yavam and have the Yibum now. Because a Grusha is Materis Lisro, so there's no problem. Okay. So that, it's the whole Gemara. It's not relevant Bismanazeh, because that's what the bottom, there have been a time, the bottom Tosfos says, because today we don't practice Yibum. Okay. Then the Gemara discusses halacha lemaisa. How do you paskan on that case where the Yavama is makabel kiddushin from some Amrav Gidla Amrav Chia by Yosef Amrav. He quotes in the name of Rav Yavama Lashuk. The Yavama didn't have chalitza yet, so kiddushin ainbo. If a stranger gives her a ring, the kiddushin anatopsin. He holds like Rav on the top line. We don't paskan like that. We paskan it's a sofik, like Shmuel said, sofik whether the kiddushin achal or not. But he quotes in the name of Rab, the same as Rab said on the top line. Ein kiddushin tovsim yivama. So he says, kiddushin ein bo, ein kiddushin tovsim yivama lashuk. However, nisuin yesh bo. If the stranger not only did kiddushin, he did nisuin also, then it is chal. That's ridiculous. Nisuin is the second stage of the marriage. When you give the ring, that's called erisin. That's called kiddushin. Then in the days of the Tanakh, they used to wait a year. That boy should go get himself a job, buy himself an apartment, buy some nice clothing. The girl has a whole year to prepare some clothing, to buy furniture, to buy sheets, to buy all the things that you need in marriage. And then at the end of the year, or earlier, whatever they make up, by the end of the year, he has to do the nisuin. During erisin, they're not living together. After nisuin, they live together. So there are two stages. But first, you have to have kiddushin. So if Rav holds en kiddushin tov simi v'amalashuk, so how can you say nisuin yeshlo if the kiddushin never got to first base? So how can you say that this doesn't make any sense? So the Gemara asks, en kiddushin ein bo, if Rav holds what he wrote on what the Gemara quoted on the top line, en kiddushin tov simi v'amalashuk, so nisuin nami ein bo. How can you have nisuin is the second stage? We complete the marriage. In the days of the Gemara, they used to wait a year between erisin and nisuin. Then in the days of the Goanim, they changed the practice because it wasn't a healthy practice. The girl was an Eish Nezish for a whole year, but she's not living with her husband, still living with her parents. So what if she's going to have an affair with someone? She doesn't have a husband there. She's going to be Mezan with someone. She'll become Asur al-Baila. It'll be an Isa Koris, an Isa Misa. So in the days of the Goanim, they discontinued their practice. and they moved up the Nisuin right after the Erusin. But in order to maintain a semblance of what it used to be, they used to wait a whole year in between Erusin and the Nisuin. They said Birchas Erusin when he gave the ring today. Then a year later, they would say the Sheva Brachas. They had a chuppah a year later. They didn't have the chuppah by the Erusin. A year later, when they did Nisuin, they had a chuppah and say all the Sheva Brachas. Days of the Gerdim, they moved them up back to back next to each other. So she's only an Arusa for a half a minute. You do the Nisuin right away. So in order to make a zecher to the fact that there used to be a long pause, so they introduce, you have to have some hafsoke under the chuppah. So what do you do as a hafsoke? So Rabbi Natan introduced, you should be the ksuba. Right, you should be the ksuba. By others, they break the plate then. Many have the meaning, they break the plate in between Eris and the Nisuin. Or if you want to have someone hold the drasha, so the best time to hold the drasha is in between Eris and the Nisuin. Because you have to have some hafsoke. If you have a chazan who wants to sing shamalas, let us sing shamalas. That is not right. A lot of times they sing the examen, they sing shamalas after the chuppah is over, before they go to the yichud room. So that says in the Maharil, it says in the poskim, umaritzim mesachasim hakala lecheder ayichud. We're mesupik what constitutes nisuin. So one sheet is that standing under the canopy is nisuin. One sheet is the badekin is nisuin. We did it already before. One sheet is you put the talus over the head, that's a nisuin. But the Rambam sheet is that the yichud is the nisuin. So if you're going to say Sheva Brachas under the chuppah, then a rabbi is going to hold the whole sermon for 10-15 minutes. Then they're going to go to the yichud room. So that's over the over. That's not right. You shouldn't say the Brachas Nisuin so far in advance of the Nisuin. You should have the Nisuin right away. The drasha is Echel HaChurban. Okay.
What's the Badekin Nisuin if it's before the Erusin?
Right. So the Mishal HaMelech is that Kasha. What's the din if you do Nisuin before Erusin? We do Badekin in Shulchan Aruch. They quote HaMordechai in the beginning of Ksubis, the third paragraph of Ksubis. They quote from the Baal HaTosfos. One opinion that Badekin is the Nisuin. You know where it is? It's in Yeridea. In the end of Yeridea, you have Hilchas Avelus. So there's a whole simon there. It's a gemara in the first parak in Ksubis. What's the din? They're all ready for the wedding. Meis Aviv Shalchasen, Aima Shalkala. One of the parents dies right before the wedding. So what do you do? So the gemara has a whole discussion. You postpone the kvura and you have the chuppah and so on. So when that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, so on the side of the page, the Dogel Mevava discusses this shita from the Mordechai. That the Badekin is the Nisun. So how can it be? How can I have the Nisun before the Erusin? He didn't say Hariyat yet. We have the Badekin before he even marches down the aisle. So the Mishnah Melech quotes a Tshuvas Rashi that B'diyevin, if he did the Nisun before the Erusin, nothing took effect yet. They're not even married. But usually, when a couple gets married, so the Chassan gives a ring, she becomes an Arusa. Then you stand on the chuppah, she becomes an Asua. So here, you jump two steps in one. Under the chuppah, if he already did the badekin before, and then he gives her a ring, she jumps two steps from being a pnuya, from being single, she jumps two steps, she becomes an Asua. Why? Because they already did the badekin before. When you do the badekin alone before Kiddush, nothing took effect, nothing was chal. There isn't even any erisin. You're not kind of erisin by making badekin. Badekin, one opinion is that's called hachnasa l'rishusa. Basically, in Nisuin, an arusa is an eishin sish l'aybe beis habal, and an asua is an eishin sish beis habal. So how does one do Nisuin? That's why the Gemara says, the kangodol on Yom Kippur has to be married, because the chippa bado be'ad beisa beisa zu ishtai. So the Gemara says, beisa zu ishtai is only if she's an asua to the kangodol. If he only has erisin with his wife, he can't function as the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. That's the Gemara in Yuma. She has to be a Nesua. Because Beis HaZawishta means Nesua, because that's the definition of a Nesua. An Eishes Ish B'Deis HaBal. An Arusa is an Eishes Ish who's not B'Deis HaBal. And a Nesua is an Eishes Ish B'Deis HaBal. So how do you do Nesua? You do Hachnasa L'Rishusa. How do you do Hachnasa L'Rishusa? It's very vague. So they're all different opinions. So the Rambam holds that the Yichud is the Hachnasa L'Rishusa. They go together to a room privately. And the Ramah says standing under the canopy, and others have the many putting the talus over the head, and others have the practice when you do the badekin, that is the hachnasa l'mshusa. So if the chassan did the hachnasa l'mshusa, he did the badekin before, nothing was chal yet, not even married. But then when he gives her the ring, she jumps two steps in one. From being a penuya, she slips right away into becoming an asua. doesn't take two steps. El Hanami, it's strange that we do the Nisuin before they do the Badekin, that according to some opinion, that is the Nisuin. That's what Rav Soloveitchik would sometimes, he wouldn't always do. He would sometimes be Miyachad Eidim for the Badekin. Because our practices with Miyachad Eidim for Kiddushin, because there are always relatives watching this Korv Apostle. So one opinion in the Rishonim is that Korv Apostle is a Kiddushin, is not Chal. We don't really pass on like that, but there was such an opinion. So a machmer for that opinion, so you make Yichud Eidim, and the Eidim have in mind not to be mitzarif with anybody else. So there were sometimes Rav Soloveitchik for educational purposes, not that he really held Mikra Adin like that. For educational purposes, he wanted the students to realize that there's such an opinion that Badekin is Nisuin. There's such an opinion that you need Eidus L'Kiyam Adava by Badekin. Others only, you only need Eidus L'Kiyam Adava by Kiddushin. By Nisuin, you don't need. We do. We always have Eidi Yichud. But others hold you don't need Eidi Yichud. You only need Eidus L'Kiyam Adava for the Kiddushin when he gives the ring. When you have the Yichud or you have the Badekin, whatever, maybe you don't need Eidim at all. So Rav Soloveitchik in some occasions would be makbid, they should have Eidus, they should be miyachad Eidin by the Badekin to have Eidus L'Kiyam Adava. Yeah. Yeah. So the Gemara quotes this din from Rav. So it cannot be. The Rav says, "Ivama lashuk." There's no kiddushin, but there is nisuin. If there's no kiddushin, there's no nisuin. To nisuin is the hachnasa l'ushus and makes them a nation shish b'deis habal. If there's no kiddushin, there's no nisuin. So he says it must be a mistake. Eima zogazoy kiddushin minisuin eima beidin nisht. Yivam alashuk, Rab said on the top line, ain't kedushin dubs, ain't kedushin, ain't nisuin, nothing is chal. Or the Iboyis, Eimon, if you want that, maybe you should correct it a little differently. Minusilin yesh lo biznus. Maybe what he meant to say was, Yivam alashuk, ain't kedushin dubsin, but there is nisuin that was a loshin nekiyah. What he meant was, if the Yivam alashuk has an affair with someone else, she becomes asura ala yavam. Just like an eshes ishazinsa becomes a soita labaila sura labaila, so yivama shezinsa also becomes a sura ala yom. That's what he meant, nisuin yesh lo. Nisuin is a loshen nikiya, he really means nuts, he didn't mean nisuin. And then Gemara says, maybe there's a third viboisim, and maybe there's a third way to, we're not sure what Rab said. By the time the Gemara was written down, there was quite a few generations after Rav, years after, the Gemara wasn't written down until the days of the Gaonim. Rabino Arashi edited the Gemara, but it wasn't written down until way later, a few generations later, quite a few generations later. So they had a lot of sfeikus as to what the Amorai meant. So the Gemara has a third suggestion. Maybe the Iboisam, the only kid I'm in, may call it Kedusha, name but in Suan Yeshba. Why is it Nisuan Yeshba? The Mechlafa Bisha Shalom Bailulim Dina Sayam. That's this peric is all about that. If a woman was married, the husband went away. And then Eid Echad comes and he says, Meis Bailo, so the, and it turns out that's a mistake. The husband is still alive, so she really shouldn't need a get from the second husband. She's an Eshes Ish to the first husband. He's still alive. Ein Kedushin Tovsin Eshes Ish. Some of the Rabbanan, we require that she should get a get from Tzvicha Get Mizem Mizem. She needs a get from the second husband. Shema Yomru, people will think the rabbis permitted her to remarry. Eid Echad came and the Bezin Pasnus is allowed to remarry. So the rabbis must have come to the, they must have ascertained that the first husband must have given a get and the second husband married her, so you need a get from the second husband. Shamayam Begiri Zev, the Kina Zev, and instead she says, she had a below get. So because of that case, the Isha Shalabal and Dinas Ayam, with the Rabbanan, you need a get from the second husband, and the Torah you don't, so maybe that's what Rab meant, that the Ibama should Nisus La'acher, if Nisus, then you need a get from the second husband. Okay. How do we paskan halacha lemaisa on this topic? Rav Shmuel. So Rav claims that included in the pasuk are two levels of interpretation. And included in the pasuk is Vasiya Shamesa Chutza, the Enkidushim Topsin. Shmuel says, we're Mesupit. So we already have, Amema said halacha kavosa to Shmuel. That is the way we paskan. So now the Gemara picks it up again. What's the din in this machlekes Rav Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel lived in Bavel. Originally, they both lived in Eretz Yisrael, and they both moved to Bavel around the same time because they felt there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. They lived in Eretz Yisrael, but it's a mitzvah to service the communities and chutzlores with Rabbanim also. So they felt there was so much amaratzis in Bavel. Each one went and he established a big yeshiva, and they were marbitz Torah in Bavel. So they felt it's taka mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, but it's a bigger mitzvah sometimes to service the communities in Chutz Lords with Rabbonim and the yeshivas. So now the Gemara is going to quote, what do the Rabbonim in Eretz Yisrael have to say about this? Rabbi Shmuel lived in Bavel. Am Rabbi Yanai lived in Eretz Yisrael. B'chabura, the Bnei Torah and the yeshiva were talking, Nimla v'gomru, they had all machlokes, and they came to the conclusion, Ein kiddushin tofsin b'yavama. Like Rav. The whole like Rav, Ein kiddushin tofsin b'yavama. We don't pass like that. Am alei Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan is the Talmud of Rabbi Yanai. He says, Rebbe, Sachanof in the Mishnah, what you're telling us. Loi Mishnah Seinu Hizu, Sachanof in the Mishnah. What do you talk as if you discovered America? Bechabura Nimna, the Gomer, they pilpled it out and they came to the conclusion. What do you mean? You whole pilpled with the conclusion. Sachanof in the Mishnah, that ain't Kiddushim Tov Sin, Bivam Alashuk. Because the Mishnah has a din. Hoi Malish, Ariya Mukadesh is Lacha Shez Gayer. He's not Jewish. He's in the process of converting, but he didn't convert yet. And he likes this girl, and he's afraid someone else is going to chapoise the girl. So he says, he gives her a ring and says, I'm going to convert in another 2 or 3 months. I want to marry you. And Kiddush Nubs between me and you. I'm not Jewish yet. I'm giving you my ring now. I want the Kiddush to be chal the day after I convert. So that's what we call a Dovah Shel Abol Yolam. Let's say she didn't convert yet. She didn't convert yet. So he doesn't want to lose the opportunity. So he gives her a ring. She's in the process of studying. Gives her a ring and says, but right now she's not Jewish. So ain't Kedushin Tovsin now. So we call that the Dovish al Abolyam. Dovish al Abolyam, what would be a case, Dovish al Abolyam? I want to marry your daughter, but your wife didn't give birth yet. The doctor said it's going to be a girl. So I give you a ring and I say, Harabitech Mekodesh Isli, but now the baby wasn't born yet. So that's literally a Dovish al Abolyam. His wife is pregnant with the baby, but it wasn't born yet. So ain't Kedushin Tovsin, even though. Let's say a boy and a girl decide they want to get married, but they're both in the middle of college. So they don't want to get married in the middle of college. So he says, Hariya Mukadesh Isli, the day after finals, the day after graduation. So you can make Kiddush and Lachal Amid Yom. You can do so. You can give a Kiddush and Lachal Amid Yom. You can give a Get Lachal Amid Yom. But over here, he couldn't have married her now. He's not Jewish now. She's not Jewish now. So Ein Kiddush and Tovsin. So it's not Tovsin Lachazman either. That's sweet Paskin, that's called Dovish Labol Yolam, and you can't make a Kenyan on a Dovish Labol Yolam. I remember there was once a boy came to me. He went in the Israeli parade, and there was a whole group of collegiates that were marching in honor of Medinas Yisrael. And then they were all together. So there was one girl who was very sneezdik, with long sleeves and long dress and everything, and she to be a very firm girl. So he was standing next to that girl when they were marching in the Israeli parade. So in the middle of the parade, he asked, can he take her number? He'd like to take her out. So she says, fine. So next week, he takes her out on a date to go to a restaurant, and he goes to order the meal. He goes to wash her bread, and he sees the girl is eating bread. Without until it's a dime. So before he sits down, the girl says, you're probably wondering why I didn't wash. I'm not Jewish. She said, I'm not Jewish. So he was so upset. So why did she fool him? Why did she agree to the date? She knows. No, but she's going to classes in Lincoln Square. They used to have, maybe they still have, they had a whole division for Gerim. So she was learning, this was a Maisa from years ago, she was learning to convert. So then they got married later on. Yeah, they got married later on. But that was his introduction. Probably wondering why I didn't wash her bread. I'm not Jewish. So Rabbi Yochanan says to Rabbi Yanai, he told me, Nin Levigomru and Yeshiva, they had a big pilpul, and they came to the conclusion that Kiddushin are not tov sin, Yivam Lashuk, and so the Ferish and Mishnah, Lab Mishnah, Rebbe, isn't it Lab Mishnah Seine Hizu? What do you have to work for her? It's a Mishnah, if a man says, Harem, Kadeshesli, after I convert, after you convert, or he's an Ebed Knaini right now, and he says, Harem, Kadeshesli, Lacha Esh Tachrer, Ein Kedushin Topsin, the Ebed, she's a Shivcha Knainis, and Ein Kedushin Topsin with the Shivcha Knainis, he says, Harem, Kadeshesli, Lacha Shetish Tachreri, but right now, Ein Kedushin Topsin, or the woman is an Eshesish, and the husband is going to die. So he wants the chapoy. He says, li, lach. After the husband dies, right now you're an eshesish, or right now he's married to her sister, and you can't marry shtei achoyes. Achesish is also, but achesish is only also literal dechaya calls man his wife is alive. So he says, Arim Kadesh is Li Lakash Thomas Achosa. After my wife, is your sister, dies, I want to marry you. So that's a Dovish Labolium, it's no good. Oh, Lachashiach Latzloch, Yevamech. The woman is Yevamalashuk, and she didn't have Chalitza yet. So it's clear from the Mishnah. The Mishnah works on the assumption, En Kiddushin Tovsin, Bivamalashuk. It's enough in the Mishnah. That's why the Mishnah considers that the Dovish Labolium says, Enim Kodeshis, the Kiddushin is not only not Chal now, because she's Yevamalashuk and Kiddushin, the Kiddushin is not even Tovsin. After the Yavam, we'll do the Chalitza, because it's a Dovish Labali Yavam. So Rabbi Yechanan has a comment, a snide remark. He tells the Rebbe, what did he tell us, that you had to have a whole Tumpel, a whole Machlaikas? It's enough in the Mishnah. What do we need your God to Machlaikas? Amalei, so Rabbi Yechanan responds, Rabbi Yechanan, you're right, but he loved the Dalecha. Lo chaspa mi mashkachat maganisa toise. If not for the fact that I picked up the piece of junk, chaspa is a klicheris. A piece of earthenware vessel that is cheap, piece of junk. If not for the fact that I enlightened you, you would never have realized that that's what it says in the Mishnah. Because I brought up the issue and I said that's how we paskin. So now you realize that it's a Mishnah. Fine. So Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Rav and Rabbi Yanai. They all say, Ein kedushin tavsin v'amalashu. And we don't paskin like that. We paskin like Shnur that it's a sveik eredina. Because the next line, Amalei Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish often disagreed with Rabbi Yechanan. Amalei Reish Lakish, so he tells Rabbi Yechanan, his Rebbe, Ilab the Kilsach Gaber Rabbe, not to the fact that Rabbi Yanai agreed with you, Rabbi Yanai was your Rebbe, Rabbi Yechanan learned by Rabbi Yudah Nasi, and by Rabbi Yanai, says, not for the fact that Rabbi Yanai agreed with you, that it's enough in the Mishnah, but he says, I was the one who opened up your eyes, you should realize that's what it said in the Mishnah. Amin Allah, I would have said, there's no proof from the Mishnah. Amin Allah, I would have said, Masnisa Rabbi Akivahi, the Mishnah that says, En Kiddushin Tavsin B'Yivam Alashuk, maybe it only goes, Alibi the Rabbi Akiva. His opinion is, En Kiddushin Tavsin B'Chaybe Elavin. But we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. All the Tanaim disagree with Rabbi Akiva. So Kiddushin Atavsin B'Yivam Alashuk. So maybe Kiddushin Atavsin by all Chaybe Elavin. So it's Kiddushin Atavsin B'Yivam Alashuk. So that's how we pass. We pass like Shmuel, that it's a Sveiket Adina. So then the Gemara is going to have a discussion. This is a very famous Daf Gemara, Daf Tzadi Gimel. The Gemara quotes a whole list of Tanoim who all say the same thing. Where is this? Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok here, about 6-7 lines from the top of Tzadi Gimel. The Omer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, he's going to list off a whole bunch of names. Rav Huna holds like Rav, Rav holds like Rav Yanai, Rabbi Yana holds like Rabbi Priya, Priya holds like Rebbe, Rebbe holds like Rabbi Meir, Rabbi holds like Rabbi Blazer Miyang, Rabbi Blazer holds like Rabbi Akiva, the eight Tanoim and Amoraim, they all hold this unusual sheet that the Dovish, you can't make a Kinyan on a Dovish Labolion. We usually identify it with Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds you can make a Kinyan on a Dovish Labolion. So that's a cloud from the days of the Goinim. Let's say there's a question, are you Mukhif to put on Tefillin on Wednesday morning? Of course, you're going to put on Tefillin. I'm going to tell you, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, Rabbi Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik, and Rabbi Hutton, Rabbi Gifter, and Rabbi David Lip, they all said, of course they said like that. What's the Chiddush? If I'm going to tell you a strange sheet, if I tell you there are eight Tanaim who say, Dovish Labodi Yom Mischal, that means that we don't paskan like them. Ein Aloch Kishita. That's a cloth on the days of the Goyim. When the Gemara gives you a string of Tanaim, they all hold this strange opinion. That's an indication that we don't paskan like that. So this is going to be a famous topic, a famous discussion. What's considered Dovish L'Bali Yodam, and how do we paskan by Kinyonim on a Dovish L'Bali Yodam? Okay. So we'll continue believing that next week. The beginning of this week's Sedra, the Torah tells us about the Ptira of Sora, and Avraham Avinu delivered a hesped by Avraham Espad with Sora v'Livkoi So. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin has a whole discussion about the Chi of Kvura. In the Chumash, it only has a Chi of Kvura by Harugei Bezin. Chi of Yesh Chet Mishpat Mabes V'humas. One who was Chai Mrs. Bezin, then Bezin has to bury him. It never says that if a person just Mesal Mitos, a person dies a natural death, that there's a mitzvah of Kvura. So the Gemara says, we learn it out from the Kefal Ochim, Kovetik Berena B'yay Mahu, by the Harugei Bezin. And we dash on the Shanas Kvulim. there's a machlekes hatanaim, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel. Do we assume divrei Torah kedushan b'nei adam, just like people blabber a lot, people speak a lot, they say the same thing 10 times unnecessarily. Could have said it in one sentence, 8 and 20 sentences. So do you have the right to assume the Chumash was dictated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, but Losha Meri Adam, you don't have to be medayek every single word. That's Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, lo dibre Torah kedushan b'nei adam. Every word in the Chumash is there for a reason. And it boils down, it's a machlokes for Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, but they darsh on the Shana is klub. It says, mos yumas, hanik tanik, nosin titim, pesach tiftach, so many times it says, okay, for Loshan, so he says, kovetik berenu. So we hold that the Yidarshan Loshan is klub. So from the Loshan, kovetik berenu Yidarshan, even mesal mitos, even a normal person dies a natural death, still a mitzvah for it. So the Gemara says, why do you have to have that Rosha? Why don't you learn that? The Chumash is telling us a biography of Avraham Avinu. Chumash tells us things that are relevant. If it's not, so the fact that it tells us that Avraham Avinu buries her in the Moras HaMachpelah shows it in, that there's a mitzvah of Kavur. The Gemara says, not necessarily. It could be that there is a mitzvah of Kavod HaMeis. The Kavod HaMeis, whatever is the Minig HaMakom, and the Minig HaMakom was in the days of Avraham Avinu that they used to bury the Meis, and they didn't cremate them. Maybe if the Minig HaMakom would be to cremate the Meis, that would be Kavod HaMeis. So that's why I needed post to Kavotik Berenu, even if there's no Minig HaMakom. Here, maybe that was the Minig. So then the Gemara says, the same shaila about Hespit. It says, Avraham Avinu delivered a Hespit. It's a biography. There's so many details about Avraham Avinu's life that are not mentioned here. So why does it say that he delivered a Hespit? So it must be to tell you a real din, that you have to deliver a Hespit. I said, maybe that was the Minig HaMakom. Maybe that whatever is the Minig, you mechuyev to do mitam kovet ames. So the Gemara says, that's the din. You mechuyev to deliver a Hespit. The Gemara has a suffix, though. Where the Hespeda, famous song, Hespeda is Yikorah de Shachve, it's out of Kavod HaMeis, or it's Kavod HaBris in general, Yikorah de Chaya. What's an afkamina if a person left in his Tzavoy, like this Beduna Bahu Gabra, he leaves his Tzavoy, he does mind you to deliver a Hespet. So if it's Kavod HaMeis, he said he doesn't mind, so you shouldn't deliver a Hespet. But if it's Kavod HaBris in general, a person dies and you're not going to say some nice words. So it's a violation of Kavod HaBris in general. It's not his Kavod HaBris that he should be the balabas to be Moichel. It's Kavod HaBris of the living people, Yikar de Chayit. So then he has no right to be Moichel on his Kavod. It's not his Kavod. It's Kavod HaBris in general. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that it's Kavod HaMeis. So if the Meis says he doesn't want, so you know. So that's in Shulchan Aruch, the commentary's quote, when the Pnei Yeshua passed away, so he left the Tzavah, he didn't want anybody to deliver any Hespin. So the Nadi Yehuda, we must have mentioned it more than once, that Rabbi Yehuda quotes the Pnei Yeshua as a big paisik. He has a few times, Pahayra Zokin, Pnei Yeshua Kipaskin. During his lifetime, Pnei Yeshua was known as a big paisik, and he wrote the Pilpulim on the Gemara to show the world that he knows how to say a shir, knows how to say Pilpul also. Rabbi Yonah and Abishitz lived at the same time. During his lifetime, he was known as a big Baal Pilpul. So he wanted the world to know that he knows how to Paskin Shalmas also. So he wrote the Tumim Achoshim Vishpah, wrote the crazy place and Yeridea. So in history, each one went down in history the opposite from what he was known for during his lifetime. But he sure during his lifetime was known as a major Pesach. That's what the Nadi Yehuda always writes with respect for her Razakim. Shaynez Gepaskin, nothing to negotiate after the Pnei Yeshua passed. So that's what they quote. The Nadi Yehuda was consulted and he said, you have to deliver a Hespet. That when do you say that a Hespet is only Kavod HaMeis and he has a right to be Mechav, that's a plain person dies. But such a big Talmid Chacham as the Rabbi Nekila, it's the Kavod of the Nekila. They want to brag about the fact that their rabbi was the Pnei Yeshua. He has no right to be Mechav on their Kavod. He can be Mechav on his own Kavod. So they have a right to. So now, any rabbi who passes away, who left the Tzavoy, does my Tzavoy, they always say, Nadi Yehuda said, such a big, they're all big Talmid Chacham like the Pnei Yeshua. Not exactly so. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote from the Talmud Yerushalmi, you have to be careful. Kishem shenifroi min ha-meisim, just like in the Olam HaEmes, they're going to punish the meisim for the avirus that they did. Kach nefroim min ha-maspidim. If the Baal Maspid tells things that are not true, he's going to be punished. So the Gemara says, a little bit exaggeration is permitted, because everybody understands that you exaggerate a little bit, so they'll divide it by two. Okay. Whatever you say will be understood, you really meant a little less. like the Mishnayos and Ksuvos have, that they used to have a practice when the Kohanim got married, so they used to write twice the amount that they're giving for the Ksuvah. And when they got divorced, it was understood you only pay half the amount, because it was understood that it was to be divided by two. So, but in Shulchan Aruch, they quote Yerushalmi that the Maspid should be careful not to exaggerate too much. So remember, Rav Soloveitchik used to deliver beautiful hespedim. He always used to give unique hespedim. So he, and one of the hespedim, he interpreted pshat, he quoted the Yalkut Shemayne, I forgot already which pasuk it was on, that the one who delivers a hesped is considered as if he's giving Haggadah Seidus for the Bezon Shamayla, they're judging the Niftar. Should he go to Olam Haba? Should he go somewhere else? Where should we send him? Where should we send the neshama? So there's a din of Eid Sheker. You're not allowed to give Eid Sheker. So that says in the Yerushalmi, Geshem Shene Freiman HaMesim, just to punish the mace, if he deserves a punishment, Kachnen Freiman HaMaspidim, because the Maspidim are giving Eid Sheker. But this is very important. You have to be Mekayim Kovan HaMes. People make a mistake. They think that the Jewish religion centers about death. They have Shiva, you have Shloshim, they have Avelis, you say Yiska, Yortzeit, Kaddish. Our religion centers more about the life than about the dead. The Gemara says in Ksubis, if you have a crossroads and there are two groups traveling, and you have to decide, there's no red light, green light, you have to decide who has the right to go. So there's a group going for a funeral with a mace to bury the mace, another group going with the Chas and Kala to celebrate their marriage. And it's a choice who goes first. So the Gemara says, Kovar HaChaim takes precedence to the Kovar HaMesim. They have to hold up the Levaya and let the Chos and Kala go. Kovar HaChaim, when it says in the Pasuk, Kovar HaBrias is a mitzvah. Where's the mitzvah to show Kovar HaBrias? It's the mitzvah in Parshas Emor. It says, Kohanim are not allowed to be Matamel HaMesim unless it's one of the seven relatives. If it's a sister who's not married, Lo Yitamo. So we pass on like Rabbi Kiva. Lo yitamo, the kohen is mechuyev to be metame to the zayin kerovim, to the system, to that kerovim. Lo yitamo is the mocker of the mitzvah of kavod habrias. So it doesn't mean kavod haneisim. Kavod chaim or kavod chaim. There's more of a chiyev to have kavod chaim. People misunderstand it, as if the Jewish religion centers about death. It doesn't center about death. Remember, Taka, when I was the Rav used to give every couple of years when there was a Chag HaSmicha. So Dr. Belton wasn't a good public speaker. So he would speak for 10 minutes, and he would give over the floor to Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik would always deliver a major address. Every Chag HaSmicha was a different drosha, a whole hekef, a whole drosha. So I remember when I was in high school, we all attended the Chag HaSmicha. So one drosha he gave was about the way everything has to center about the living. And he says, in his family, the tradition is they never go to the cemetery. The Vilna Gaon, they say, the Vilna Gaon, after his father died, went to his father's kever, and then the night after he visited the kever, he had a dream. Father came to him, Macholam, and he said how much he appreciates the fact that he visited his kever, but you should know that it had a negative effect on you and Hashama. So that's it, he never went again to the cemetery. And he was saying about that in his family, they never go, they don't care, they visit kever robbers, not by slichas, they never go to the cemetery. The whole Yiddishkeit should center about the living, not about the dead. But you even have to show Kavan HaMesim. Even, but not only Kavan HaMesim. You even show Kavan HaMesim. Certainly more so. You have to give more cover to the person while he's alive than after he dies. We always violate that. Yeah.
Every week, his wife, he did go every week, the
rough. After his wife passed away. So he said he violated the family limit.
And he said he made a lot of money for the issue.
You mentioned Rabbi Breish, Rabbi Yaakov Breish.
Yes, I know that. Yes, Shabbos and Shubbos a lot. No.
And is it Russia after the First Second World War? People wanted to forget what happened. So where did the First War take place? When they buried Hevel. When they buried Hevel. How do they know what to do with Hevel? They bring down a whole lot.
Yeah, very interesting. Let me borrow it. I'll bring it back.
I bought it for you.
Oh, yeah? Thank you. Okay.
Second hand.
Very good.
It's out of print for many years.